Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing? Alhamdulillah. It's a great honor to be here with you, to speak to you today. Thank you very much for Riz for inviting me, and thank you for the great turnout. And it's just a great honor to be here. Thank you. I'm giving you a little bit of my personal story and how I was framed, fitting it in into our subject of this session today. It's been a busy year for me, as you can imagine, with this book finally having come out, touring all over England, speaking to everybody, all these communities that invite me. The book is about how I, as an award-winning MTV presenter for 7 years, interviewing rock stars for a living, and presenting massive music shows, basically how I became a practicing Muslim, and then faced all sorts of challenges, professional and personal. And as I was framed, really, by the media in Germany, and at the same time embarked on a spiritual path, entering a spiritual order, path of the heart. And finally, I went to Mecca on Umrah and on Hajj, and I came out now as a speaker, sort of a speaker on Islam in Europe, inshallah. Publishing my memoir in English was a difficult birth. It's a call to God, it's a good news Muslim story, but no one wanted to publish it. For 2 years, I received nothing but rejections. Oh, great story, but just not right for us. I think had I written a book about how I was married to a Muslim husband and became a Muslim, and then he kept beating me up, and I left the marriage and Islam and became an atheist, that would have been a bestseller immediately, and you know, had no problems publishing that. But my story is a good news story in Islam, and there is a resistance that I faced. You know, people would say, or publishers would say, oh, Islam is such an unpopular subject. Unless you dish all the dirt on the celebrities you met, forget it. I said, that's not the book. It's not a book about gossip. You know, others said, Hay House, actually, who published Louis Hay, you must know them. They refused. And when I pressed them, why not? How come you're a spiritual publisher? Finally, they admitted, in this climate, no one is going to touch a book on Islamic spirituality. Forget it. So then I kept on trying, and then for the second time I went to Frankfurt Book Fair, been to London Book Fair twice, and finally I met someone who got the point. He was the son of a vicar, a priest, and he loves God, and he didn't mind that my book is a call to God through Islam, and thought that it could make a contribution to the wider debate of faith in our secular society. In Europe, the society is much more secular than in the US and in Canada. So, you know, and basically it would help making this contribution about putting faith back on the map and shift some perceptions and stereotypes on Islam. And this is what we're trying to do now, inshallah. Now, you may wonder why I had this burning desire to publish this book in English. Against all odds. Well, it was because of what happened to me when I became a Muslim in 1995. Well, I was the leading lady on MTV Europe for 7 years, hosting so many shows, you know, interviewing all these rock stars. I went to cover the Rolling Stones opening tour in Boston, went to the MTV Video Music Awards in Los Angeles, ran in the amateur run in the Olympics exactly 20 years ago in Barcelona. Time flies. And pretty much most people in Europe knew my face, and even beyond, you know, in the Middle East, Bosnia and so on, Russia. A bit like Martha Quinn on MTV in America, or Downtown Julie Brown. But I don't know if anyone of you ever watched MTV. You're probably far too good. Do you ever watch MTV? No. Oh, there you are. That's good. Anyways, and I also had my own show in Germany, my own youth show. And they begged me to sign up for another year. I'd already hosted this show for 2 years. And as we were celebrating the 100th episode, one journalist had done his research really well, and he asked, have you already converted for your boyfriend to Islam? I was surprised by the question, because we had never put in the press, you know, no one ever knew really that I had a boyfriend who happened to be a Muslim. And as you know, there is no boyfriend and girlfriend in Islam. I was a Western girl, but for him it would have been a problem.